Every Thursday morning, we have Talk of the Town with Youngstown's Mayor, Mayor Jamel Tito Brown. Welcome back, Mayor Brown.
Good morning, Lovetta. I'm glad to be back.
I'm glad to have you. Listen, we have not talked in weeks, so I know that there is a lot of stuff to talk about. Let's first get into it with your boy, DeWine. He's lifting mask mandates and putting out a lottery for people to get their vaccinations. Tell me what's going on with that and what do you know?
You know what? I'm very... It was very disappointing to hear that we're moving so early, you know, into the summer. I thought at least we would make it to the end of June, early July. But I think there's pressure from the state legislators, the Republican state legislators, that they had till June 30th, and they could do it on their own. Mm-hmm. And I just think we're so close and just so far away from really making some strides. And one of my concerns is that, you know, minority community, we've recently created a minority vaccination outreach coalition, and we're going door to door now trying to get making sure individuals get vaccinated. Mm-hmm. This may stymie that. Now, people are like, well, I don't want to get vaccinated now. The governor says there's no mandates, must not be a problem. And I think the more pressure and the more, more of a, like, one voice, one ask, that we're all together in this conversation now, everybody's going to kind of do their own thing. It's not going to be easy for us to get individuals who don't want to get vaccinated to get them vaccinated.
I'm concerned because people are still dying, from coronavirus. So it's still kind of, leery for me. I did say weeks ago when you and I talked about it that I was going to get vaccinated, and I sure did, because I believe that I'm going to be a part of the solution. And I'm still going to keep wearing a mask, even though they're going to lift it. I'm still going to do it because I personally don't want to spread it. You know, even though I get vaccinated, I don't want to spread it. And I want to do what's best for the community. And I know a lot of people feel that way, but then you have a lot of people who just don't, and they want to be over with it.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I've taken my both vaccinations for me publicly, and I'm fully vaccinated. My wife is fully vaccinated, and now we're at a point for our 15-year-old girls to get vaccinated. So we're doing all of our part, but even the whole $1 million to get vaccinated, as well as full ride to school is. It sounds great for me. I could have that $1 million could have went really into helping get more individuals who want to get vaccinated, minority vaccinations, and that public education. I could have taken that $1 million and put it in public education on how the vaccination will help the community, not necessarily a windfall for any individual, but for me, I'm like, well, I got vaccinated. Well, my name going there as well. I mean, people are like, so I should have waited. No, you should not wait. Don't think that way. So there's where the conflict is going to happen. So we have a conference with the governor today, and we'll see what happens with the mayors. Have a conference with him today, and we'll see what the conversation is about.
Okay, good. And when you have that conversation, you can always call in because the phone is always open for you to tell us what's going on. Now, before we get into closing, I want to know if you got... Tell me what's going on with the Chill Can Factory, because I've seen some stuff in the news, but I haven't talked to you.
Right. So since we've not had an opportunity to really connect like we did weekly, we've taken the Chill Can to task because there were benchmarks. And Lovetta, let me tell you this, and I've said this very publicly, that when we really got into the legal deal in the contract of, when you get public monies and the promises you make, there's if you don't provide those promises, you lose privileges, and this company got public dollars. Made promises and they did not produce, so they're going to lose privileges. They're getting tax incentives. They were supposed to produce jobs, haven't done that. So our legal team and their legal team have been meeting weekly to figure out is what can happen. And my stance is really clear. I need my public dollars back and my land, or I need my jobs. And if neither one of those are going to happen, then we've got to go to a court. It's very simple. Those are the two things I'm asking for. Those need to come back. And they've never pushed back and say, no, you're wrong, Mayor. They know I'm right. But it was the deal was so upside down that the time frame that they had so much time to do what they said they were going to do.
Right.
But the deal should have probably just been early on. It should have given in phases. The first year, one building, 50 jobs. Second building, another 50 jobs. Third building, another 50 jobs. We wouldn't be there. He had since 2016 to get 150 jobs produced. But it was crafted for him, not for the city. And I'm shame on the previous administration that let that happen. But we're living in this deal, and I'm the mayor now, so I got to find a problem. I got to solve it.
Absolutely. And we thank you for trying your best to solve this problem. We know it ain't always easy, but we thank you for doing what you're doing. I want to thank you again, Mr. Mayor, for coming on back on with Talking to Town with Mayor Brown and speaking with me this morning. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for having me back, Loretta.
Thank you all for joining us for Talk of the Town with Mayor Brown, and be sure to join us in our next episode.